John Hoshite with you once again here in the 11 o'clock hour. And, of course, we've got just a couple of hours to go here before the end of our WRMJ Relay for Life Radiothon. So please give us a call and make a pledge. And joining me now is Tammy Richardson-Friedel. She is a survivor of Hodgkin's lymphoma leukemia. Now, Tammy, you were diagnosed with this back in October of 1985. That's a stage 4 cancer. That had to be pretty tough. Tell us how you came to find out that you had it.
I spent quite a few months thinking I was fighting a sinus infection with swollen glands in my neck, and that's what the doctors were thinking. And after 9 months of nothing changing, we started out with a biopsy and a few other tests and spent 2 months of different testing going on. And with the support of my family and everything, my mom making the trip to Wisconsin, we finally got a diagnosis at the end of October on Halloween that year. So I proceeded to meet with an oncologist and started my chemotherapy a week later. I spent 6 months going through two different kinds of chemotherapy, but there was a little funny in all of this, and that's when coming down for Christmas that year at my mom and dad's house, and I proceeded to get ready for the day. And at 21, it's every young lady's nightmare if you have major hair problems. Well, I woke up that morning to major hair problems. My hair was falling out in clumps. So, of course, a scream or two and upsetting everybody. And then we got through that. So come April, when it was time for me to finish up my chemo, I was down to my last week. And I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired that I did not do my last treatment. But I can sit back now all these years later and know that I'm in remission. And by the grace of God, I still keep walking this earth.
Well, that's tremendous. And I know it was tough for you. And I know you were, as you say, the key is that you got it checked out right away. I know that was important, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very important. If you have any doubts, please stand by anything you might believe in when you don't think something is right.
Now, I know the Relay for Life is an important thing for you. That's why you're doing this interview with us. I know you'd like to encourage people to support that.
I sure would. I work, so I can't be a complete participant, but I like to go down myself and help support the cause, whether it's a donation, whether it's buying food or whatever when they do those things in the park. I encourage everybody, please make those donations, because a lot of insurances don't pick up different things, and Relay for Life will help somebody who needs help financially with this, because it's not an inexpensive treatment.
Right. Well, listen, Nancy, thank you very much. We've been talking with Tammy Richardson-Friedel once again, Hodgkin's lymphoma leukemia survivor, and as she said, if you can give us a call here at 582-5626 and make a pledge, it would be greatly appreciated. And we want to thank Tammy once again for joining us, and let's send things back to Terry.